Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a theme we've been on, Lee, for a very long time on this show, as I've been explaining why Democrats are actually not against police. They're just against the idea that police answer to the people and not to the party. Mm-hmm. And they prefer that policing be done by Antifa and other black bloc thugs. And that's what you're seeing right now in Portland. And it is astonishing to me. You've got the governor of Oregon. You've got the mayor of Portland. And they're out there over the weekend, fake outraged because they're lying, pretending there's no violence. And this is actually kind of brilliant, saying that when Trump is confused, he's reacting to old video from 2020, from the Summer of Love, and that they're not violent like that anymore in Portland. Headline, Fox News, Portland mayor condemns federal intervention, claims videos of anti-ICE riots are from years ago. Now, here's what's fascinating about this. Who is, and this is a lie, by the way. Who is lying about this? Portland Mayor Keith Wilson on Saturday dismissed President Donald Trump's plan to send federal troops to Oregon's largest city, Portland, claiming there's no lawlessness and no violence there. Okay, this is the game they play. At the same time, he, as the mayor, is colluding with Antifa and other black bloc groups to protect them so they can be violent, to enhance the violence around the ICE facility, all while pretending to know nothing about any of it. Here's how they do it. When For 90 days now, when people call 911, including the ICE officers who are often trapped in the building and outnumbered, the police don't come. Understand what a monumental moment this is in America. We're seeing this for the first time this year as it regards Antifa. They are actually coordinating with the Democrats. Democrats know in these dispatch centers, the mayors, the people in charge of these blue cities, okay, those are violent assaults by Antifa, then no police come. Those are violent assaults on ICE officers, no police come. It doesn't matter how many times you call 911. They've got the building surrounding again, around it again. They've blocked the doors with trash dumpsters that they set on fire. No 911 officers come. This is going to create an environment, Lee, where ICE agents will be killed. That is guaranteed. And they're just fomenting it, and then going out there and pretending Trump is confused. Here's some of that from over the weekend. This is the leadership of Portland, both the governor and the mayor, who is colluding with the violent thugs around the ICE center. Again, no police come when people call, and then pretending not to know about the violence that he is fomenting.
I'm communicating directly to President Trump that intervention was not necessary in Portland. The members of the Oregon National Guard are Oregonians. They are our neighbors. They are our friends. They have day jobs. They have lives that are now being upended by the President of the United States. This is a waste of taxpayer money, and we're going to stand together to fight back on this.
I've been able to watch that portrait and courage that is our governor as she speaks to President Trump, and she's giving him leadership lessons, which is what we need so badly. She says, Mr. Trump, troops are for those to protect protect us from our foreign enemies, not Portland, Oregon.
That was the mayor, who at the same time sees to it, because he's in charge of the police department, Lee, that when 911 is called for the violent assaults that are being done by against these ICE agents every day, no police come. They have to keep a permanent federal sniper on the roof of the ICE building just so these people can come and go to work and do their jobs. How bad is it? We're being told lies by the Democrat leaders of Portland, who were very much in lockstep with Antifa. No, there's no violence here. There's no, wait a minute. Headline: Portland anarchist firebomb rapper Ice Cube's tour bus after mistaking it for a ICE deportation bus. Ice Cube had to release a statement, Lee.
Oh, boy.
Wasn't my bus. It was a crew bus. So the crew is working for him. So in other words, he's saying.
Yeah, wrong eyes.
Yeah, exactly. Wasn't my bus. It was a crew bus parked in front of the hotel. Everybody was upstairs sleeping. Nobody hurt, he says. Somebody set fire to the bus. So he's saying, and it turns out anyway, that radical anarchists firebombed the tour bus of Ice Cube again, confusing it for an ICE deportation vehicle. Where did this happen again? Portland, where there's no violence?
No.
Against ICE?
Yeah, right.
According to the governor and the mayor. And Trump is just confused. He's on X and he has confused videos from 2020 to today. Well, somebody tell that to Ice Cube. Whose tour bus just got firebombed. And again, what he's saying is, I don't own the bus, but yes, that was my crew. Thank God everybody's okay. And we're...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're told, no, you don't need anybody to help these ICE agents. They'll be just fine. No, they'll be dead. They're going to be dead if this continues. I mean, I can't play this enough times because I have been on this for literally months because that's how long this has been going on. But I'm going to play it again. This is Fox News about 3 weeks ago talking about what's going on in Portland. And you will listen to this and understand the police do not come because in Portland, Antifa and the Black Bloc liberal loon protesters who are incredibly violent surround the ICE facility 24 hours a day are untouchable legally. They are the police there. The police do not respond when they assault people.
Every night it happens, Sandra. And, you know, this is happening just outside of an ICE facility with hundreds of Portland residents living in apartments right across the street. And Portland police will not engage out of some fear that it will be perceived as helping ICE in violation of the sanctuary's law. And what makes this even more frustrating for residents is that Portland police won't respond to noise complaints or even when assaults are witnessed.
I'm calling about the protesters. They cornered two women out here. They need help. They cornered them. Please send the cops.
So it's not just when they are violently assaulting ICE agents, Lee. They can beat, kick, assault, violate noise ordinances. The neighbors will come out desperate to sleep because they torture these ICE agents with these air raid sirens round the clock. And if you complain to the shock troops on the sidewalk, they will beat you and the police don't come. So these liberal mayor, liberal governor, when they're like, nah, Trump's confused, there's no violence, they are partnering with the violent protesters to foment the violence and to protect them. And the worst part of it all, when they say, well, there's no violence, what they mean is there's no police reports. They're right. No police reports of violence because the police don't come.
You can't have a report for something you don't investigate.
Exactly. Think about that kind of power. You can assault people. You can attack ICE agents. You can do whatever you want in that, you know, multi-block radius. If you are the correct violent liberal, you are above the law. That's why Trump has to send the troops in. Our side has got to explain this. They then turn around and say, dictator, dictator, Nazi, fascist. No. Having shock troops who answer to the Democrat Party and not the people in the streets is Nazi, Nazi, Nazi violence. It's terrifying. And I don't think people understand what they're looking at. This is the flip side of the two-tier justice system. If you are violent, if you are committing assault, and we have to station snipers on top of the ICE building just to repel you, but you're a Democrat in good standing, the police say, oh, okay, cool. No, we're not going to respond. But he beat another woman. She was complaining about the siren. Doesn't matter. You could do whatever you want. She should have shut up. We're going to lose control of Democrat cities this way if we do not take it back by force. There is no other way to deal with these people, Lee. And they're getting away with it because it's not explained the way I just explained it. Trump knows, but I don't think it's getting through to the public. Why is Trump sending troops? Why does he have to do that? This is why. Because the police are held back while these violent leftist loons assault people. And the question I have, and I've been saying this for weeks, you've heard this from me, especially about Portland, but it's happened in Chicago, it's happened in LA, that's why Trump had to send the guard there. If someone gets killed, will the police be sent then to pick up the Antifa violent loons or no? Held back? I mean, are they allowed to kill people or just kind of beat them? Where's the line? I don't know right now. That's why Trump has to protect these facilities.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know why it's not outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.